Wastagisli Swagwig. Good morning, everyone. It is 9 a.m. Today is March 20th, 2024, and we'll get this LOC meeting underway. First, we'll go through roll call, starting to my left.
Jenny Webster, present.
Marlon Skinnador, present. Marlon Skinnador, present.
Jonas Hill, present.
And I, Jameson Wilson, am here. And just wanted to note that Councilman Kirby Matoxin is out on paid time off, vacation. So, moving into the agenda, let's look to adopt that agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marlon. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, abstentions, motion carries. Next on the agenda is to approve the March 6th, 2024 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Jonas, seconded by Marlon. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, abstentions, motion carries. Next, we'll move on to new submissions, and that is the Community Support Fund Law Amendments. We'll kick this over to Clarissa for an overview.
Thank you. So this item starts on page 4 of your packet. On page 4, you'll see an agenda request form. This request came from Treasurer Larry Barton, and he is looking for the LOC to consider making amendments to the Community Support Fund Law. Specifically, he's looking at section 125.6, which covers all the different items that can be covered by assistance from the Community Support Fund. And he's looking at currently the law provides that inpatient treatment will be covered by the Community Support Fund, but it has a limit of once per lifetime. And the treasurer is requesting that the LOC look at amending that language to kind of open that up a little bit so that it would now read that inpatient treatment by referral of behavioral health practitioner. So this change would accommodate access for multiple treatment referrals for addiction if that's necessary and remove that limitation of once per lifetime. So today the LOC has to consider whether or not to add this item to its active files list. So the LOC can choose to either add the Community Support Fund Law Amendments to the active files list with a designated sponsor or to deny the request to add the Community Support Fund Law Amendments to the active files list. Thank you.
Make a motion to add the Community Support Fund Law Amendments to the active files list with Jenny as a sponsor.
Second.
Motion by Jonas, seconded by Marlon, to add the Community Support Fund Law Amendments to the active files list with Councilwoman Jenny Webster as the sponsor. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, abstentions, motion carries. And that completes our jam-packed agenda for today's LOC meeting. And we are now looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Marlon, seconded by Jenny. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, abstentions, motion carries. Appreciate everyone joining virtually and in person for today's LOC meeting, and we will see you next time. Then we'll go.